Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today. Hey church, how you doing? Welcome all the visitors. So excited to have you here with us. My name is Katie Haldane. I am I'm the preaching and teaching manager of C3 SYD. So basically I run all the campaigns and prepare it all, and I'm having a ball. Isn't it great when you're doing something that's kind of just you and you're like, Pastor Al comes up and I'm like, I love my job. It's been a while, but I absolutely love it. Guys, we're going to talk about money this morning. Oh, before I do that, hi C3 SYD online, all the locations together. So excited to have you here. We are in this incredible campaign called Am I Doing This Right? Are you enjoying it? It's kind of going through the wisdom of Proverbs, and we've been going through these wise words that work. We've been going through real relationships. Who got convicted last week? Watch your mouth, watch what you say, watch what you're saying to you in your relationships. Today we're talking about money matters, and then next week we're going to talk about healthy habits. We're going to talk about self-control. We're going to talk about those things, so do not miss it. Nudge your neighbour and say, you need to be there. No, that's all right. But it's an amazing session. Who wants to know the wisdom of God above all else? Who loves podcasts? Who loves reading books? Who loves all those self-help stuff? I think it's really good to have those, but as our foundation, it is the Word of God. And wisdom of Proverbs is really this beautiful element of foundation. So I'm going to just pray. Let's just pray this morning. Father God, we thank you for this service. We thank you that we are just people that seek your wisdom over everything that we're discussing. We seek your wisdom in our relationships. We seek your wisdom in our habits. And we seek your wisdom this morning in our money. We thank you, God, that you would shift foundations. That, Lord, in this climate where things are uncertain and rates are rising and we're starting to feel a little bit anxious maybe, that, Father, you would bring peace and right order. I thank you, Lord, that foundations even now, guys, I just feel like the Holy Spirit is just bringing peace over situations where you're anxious. Maybe it is your mortgage. Maybe it is bills. He's just bringing wisdom and peace this morning. We have a good Father that wants to take care of us and provide for us. We thank you for this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome, guys. Have a seat. Well, visitors, I know you think that all the church talks about is money, and now you've come in and all we're talking about is money. We want to really share the wisdom of God in this moment. So do you know what? Money matters to God. It really does. And do you know what? You matter to God. What you do, your living, your eating, providing for your family, that genuinely matters to God. God is not a God sitting up there going, give me all your money. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. He doesn't need yours. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. He's not saying, you have to provide for me. You know, you have to provide for my kingdom. What he is saying this is, though, come in line with what my kingdom's doing. And especially in relation to money. Sometimes money has the anchor and the idol of our heart. And what we're going to talk about this morning is foundation. So I'm going after those deep pillars in your life. I'm going to talk practically, but what I'm actually going after are those deep pillars. What is the heart and your heart towards this? Whether you are in a financial crisis, whether you are dealing with debt, you know, whether you like me who completely stuffed an investment property. Can I tell you my story? I'll tell you my story. I bought an investment property because everyone kept saying, you need an investment property, you need an investment. I was like, oh my gosh. And so I got pressured into buying this investment property, and it was a great house and I loved it and it was amazing and it was up on the coast. Anyway, I got a phone call one day about my investment property, and I did a stupid thing. I wasn't wise. I didn't get a real estate. I decided I would do it myself. No, say no. No, that's not wisdom. So I get this phone call from this neighbor who, it was her best friend's house who had passed away, and she loved the house. And she said, Katie, just need to keep you updated on what's happening in the house. And I said, oh, how's Carol going, who I had my rental agreement with? And she said, oh, Carol moved out months ago. And I said, who's there? And she said, this man, a whole group of guys have moved in. And I said, okay. And she said, I think they're building a boat in your lounge room. I said, why would you think they're birds? She said, at night, all I hear is soaring and banging. She said, they might be rearranging the house. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Then she says this, they're very lovely people though, and they get visitors all hours of the night, but they never come in the house. They just go and they meet the neighbors in the visitors in the car. So I'm like, I know what that is. I rang my dad and I said, I am the drug dealer house of this area. And he said, why? And I said, because they're really lovely people, Dad, and they have visitors every hour of the night, and they go to their window and just have a chat. And he's like, you are the drug dealer house of the... So we had to get rid of it. If you have had a bad experience, and maybe talking about money this morning brings that up, like me when I was studying this, I want to encourage you this morning, let's start again. I'm cleaning the slate. I'm like, my God is good. And praise God, I got out of that situation with a little bit of blessing. But maybe if you are in debt, let's look at some biblical wisdom in relation to this. Okay, Proverbs, guys. Who's been reading Proverbs? Can I confess I had to do double up this week because I missed a day. Anyone else? And I had to do two chapters in a day, but I've had so much fun. Just go to Proverbs 1 and I'm just going to talk about Proverbs before we jump in. These Proverbs are wisdom texts. What does that mean? It's basically... the prophet, the priest, and the wise man of ancient Near East were all on the same level. So when you wanted practical life wisdom, you would go to the wise man and he would give you practical life. The prophet speaks on behalf of God and the priest is in relation to your daily sacrifices and things like that. But the wise man had practical things to say. Can I say Proverbs is not a collection of sayings, it's a collection of doings. Sometimes as Pentecostals, we claim the promises of Proverbs, but we're not actually allowing it to penetrate our heart. Do you know what I'm saying? When you read it, it's actually more the alignment of your heart. It says, don't be greedy, have integrity, all these things. You can confess having integrity without actually transforming it in your heart. So what it is a book of principles to apply, not just promises to stand on. I'm not negating that you can stand on these without a doubt, but it's more about what you do with them and your actions. Okay, three things I want to talk about today, if you are taking notes. I want to talk about the foundation of Proverbs in relation to money. I want to talk what is our solid foundation as Christians in relation to money. I want to talk about the heart of Proverbs in relation to money, and I want to talk about the actions, how we actually act this out. 1 Timothy 6:10 says this, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. This is such an incredible scripture. It doesn't say that money is evil. It says the love of money. And then it gives a warning. It says, actually, some people have wandered from the faith because of it. If your solid foundation to which you think about money and believe in about money and act on money is wrong, he's saying that your salvation could be tainted. That's quite scary, right? How important is this? Not your salvation, I take that back, but your walk in your life could be tainted. So I want to talk about the foundation. Two things about foundations in honoring God and being generous. They're the two things I want to talk about. This is, as Christians, what our heart is. Our heart is to honor God and to be generous. Proverbs 9:10 says this, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Basically saying, the gate, the door, and the entry to which you walk through in relation to everything of life is the fear of the Lord. In relation to your money, maybe you're kind of blocking God out because you maybe, I don't know, you're blaming him, or maybe you don't want him to know about what you're doing with your finances because it's going wrong. The first step in this is submit it back to him. That beautiful moment where you say, God, I can't do this and I'm going to submit my finances back to you. Don't you love that moment in your prayer life where you're just like, I'm done. I've worked hard. I've done everything I can. And it's that beautiful honoring God by submitting. It says in Proverbs 3:9-10, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. If we want our barns filled to overflowing and our vats with new wine, the first step is honor. I love coming into the house of God, being a part of this community, being in this congregation, and I love the fact that my tithe is my honoring God moment. I remember my grandparents said to me, when you come in and you give your tithe, it's the moment that I grew up in the Uniting Church. So when that little, what is it called? The bowl would come around. My grandmother would give me the 20 cents. Anyone get your 20 cents from your grandma? And I'd be like, I'm ready. And she'd say two things, Katie. Thank God for what he's done and what he's about to do. And that is really my tithing moment. Anyone else? I'm so grateful for what you have done and what you are about to do. And that is the heart of that tithing moment. Secondly, so honor God. Secondly, be generous. Proverbs 11:25, these scriptures in Proverbs talk time and time again. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Church, we are called to be generous. We are called to be blessed, to be a blessing. We are called to be people that are a conduit of the money. We don't hold on to it with our security. We let it go and we want to be generous. Proverbs 31, woman, we're going to talk about at the end, but in Proverbs 31:20, it says this, she opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. This is our very character. This is the fact. We don't actually have to think about it. My grandmother was so generous. You'd say to her, that's a nice top, and she'd give it. Even when she had dementia in the end, if you said that was a nice top, she'd start to take it off, and you'd be like, oh no, thank you, God bless you. And we'd all have to say to people, don't say anything about what she's wearing, because she'll literally just strip it off and give it to you. It got a little scary by the end. But she had such a heart of generosity. Even in her dementia moment, she knew that generosity was her heart. And it's so, let's goal to be that, not to strip with in dementia. That's not what we want. John Wesley says this, make all you can, save all you can, give all you can. In that order, church. We want you to make all you can, save all you can. I'm going to talk about the wisdom of over finances and then give all you can. Bill Gates, when he met his wife said to him, basically in Katie terms, you honestly don't think that all this wealth is for you alone, right? And she shifted his perspective to realize that why God had given him or why he had this wealth was for others. Bill Gates says this, I believe that with great wealth comes great responsibility. I said it in the 8:30 service. I'm pretty sure that's in Spider-Man 2. A responsibility to give back to society and a responsibility to see that those resources are put to work in the best possible way to help those most in need. Our heart as a church is to honour God and to be generous. And that is our heart at C3SOD. Secondly, let's have a chat about the heart. Proverbs and these wise wisdom man is talking about your heart. First thing he says, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in God. Can I say that? I'm going to read this scripture over you. But in the current climate of rate rising, in the current climate of things starting to go up, trust in God, not in your shares or your systems or anything else. You have to keep aligning your heart, no matter what your account's saying, no matter what your mortgage is saying, no matter what's screaming at you right now in relation to your money, you have to keep aligning your heart to trust in God. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord, what? With all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And if we could put in there, lean not on everything that's happening in the news. In all your ways, submit it to him and he will make your path straight. I love the fact that this wise man has looked everything across the earth and he's looked around and he said, what I can see in the two choices of life, the greatest thing is to trust in God. That's so beautiful. Proverbs 18:11, don't trust in money, trust in God. Says this, a rich person's wealth is his strong city and is like a high wall in his imagination. Can you see that sometimes when your security is in the things of this earth, when your security is in, it's actually in your imagination. It's actually something. Proverbs actually talks about this. It says it doesn't matter how much wealth you have. If you don't have the principles of God in your heart, it will slip through your fingers. How scary is that? You could be seeking wealth and seeking wealth and seeking wealth and seeking wealth. And because you don't have the principles of God in your heart, being generous, honoring God, trusting in God no matter what, it feels like it's slipping through your fingers. Anyone felt that? So we want these principles in place. I love this. I'm going to jump forward. Integrity is better than wealth. This is our heart. Proverbs 28:6. Better to be a poor person who has integrity than to be rich and double dealing. Better to be honest and full of integrity than do something to gain wealth and lose your integrity. I would rather seek character than wealth. Anyone else? Okay, lastly, three, the actions. Let's have a look at this. Turn to Proverbs 31 and I'm going to release some women in this place. Proverbs 31. This is a scripture that has been quoted to us our whole lives to make us feel very bad about ourselves. Oh, you're not like a Proverbs 31. I said it in the 8:30. Someone gave me a book about being Proverbs 31 because that was the reason I'm not married. And I remember going, I'm pretty sure I'm never going to measure up to that. Proverbs 31 has nothing to do with just the way females or the way we should act. Proverbs 31 is the personification of wisdom herself. It's like me doing a preach and saying, hey, do this and do this and do this and do this. Let me give you example of that in everyday life. Look at the Proverbs 31 woman. She's the application of everything that you've read in the whole book. Okay? So actually, men, you should be reading it going, am I actually enacting in my life the traits of a Proverbs 31 woman? In that sense. Does that make sense? A little bit more clarity there. Let's have a look at her. She's a wife of noble character who can find. I'm reading Proverbs 31:10. She's worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. Can you see how she's enacting the character of Proverbs that's been taught? She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She's like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for the task. I'm going to finish there. She is this beautiful woman that personifies everything that we've read about in Proverbs. Can I just touch on a couple of things that really jumped at me when I was studying this text? Firstly, she works hard. Unfortunately, I would love to say to you that if you took a photo on Instagram, you could be famous and wealthy too. But unfortunately, the way you're probably going to get your wealth is working hard. I am going to talk to the 6 p.m. service about getting a job. Basically, I'm going to talk about that it may not be what you think it's going to be, but Proverbs actually says you are going to have to work hard for this. Proverbs 31:13, she says she selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. In 31:17, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. Can I say that when this beautiful woman does this, what she does is what God has given her in her hands, she multiplies. She's a good steward. Can I ask you this morning, what has God put in your hands? I've forgotten your name, gorgeous girl. It's you do the baby stuff. Eileen, yeah. It's like Eileen. Eileen, a mum, realises that, you know, she needs a certain blanket, isn't it? And she goes, okay, well, and now she made a business. You are the Proverbs 31 woman. Now she made a business out of this. Why? Because she realised what God had put in her hands and the wisdom. Maybe your stream of income is what you already love to do and what God's already shown you. It's about kind of looking. This woman looks and says, I can sow. So she sows. Look at what God's got and given you and then multiply it. Okay, how do we manage our money? Let's go. Malcolm McGregor says this, if you're not managing your money, money is managing you. If you are ignoring your accounts this morning and you are not looking at budgets and you are just hoping that God just, you know, comes back and it's all done, we're praying for the second coming so we don't have to look at our finances. That's not right. He is coming back, yes, and I know you're super excited about that, but we need to look at our money and manage it and know that the wisdom of God and the blessing of God as we honor God will be over those finances. So maybe this morning your next step is to go home and have a look and have an honest look at your finances. Does anybody remember getting paid in cash? How good was it? Imagine your finances like this. When you got paid in cash, I had the envelope system. Anyone? I did the envelope system and I had my honor God envelope. That was my tithe. And I think my first tithe was $2. Woohoo! And I put my $2 in there and then I had my living expenses. The living expenses is what my food and my rent and all of those sorts of things. And then I had my savings and then I had what I was allowed to spend and then I had my investment, but unfortunately that never got filled when I was early 20s. What I want to do is show you three wisdom that Proverbs showed me on this text on living plans. Number one, have a living plan. What does that mean? God wants to provide for your daily bread. You don't give that away. Okay? Can I say God wants you to provide food on your table? He wants to take care of your family. Somebody came to me once and said, I've decided that I'm just going to start giving all my income to the church. And I said, no. Because the wisdom is provide for your family first. Do you hear the Proverbs 31 woman? When she gets up, what does she do first? She puts food on her table. God wants you to have food on your table and for you to be blessed and have your family taken care of. Number one, make sure your family is taken care of. Philippians 4:19, and my God will provide all my needs according to his glorious riches. The second thing is this. I know we normally then go to giving, but the second thing I want to touch on is this, your savings. Make sure you are saving. I love the fact that the Proverbs 31 woman, she's thinking about the now, but she's also thinking about the future. Make sure that you are saving. Now, I know, again, we kind of would love to give all our savings to the Lord, but the biblical wisdom is this, savings is good. Okay, savings is important to God. Savings wants you, God wants you to have a blessing for the future and an emergency for the future. Lastly, and I'm going to finish on this, maybe think about a future plan. Proverbs 31:16, she considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. What God wants to do this morning is readjust your heart. Honor God, be generous, but know this, he wants to provide your daily bread. He wants to provide for your savings, and he wants to provide for your future. And he wants to take care of you. Jump to your feet, guys. Maybe read Proverbs this week. There is some warnings and curveballs in there. Can I get the band up? You know, don't lend too much money. Don't go into debt. There is some incredible wisdom over this text. But this morning, I want to do this, just as we finish up. Some of you may have had a really bad situation in relation to finances. And as I was praying over this message, this may be a sting message for you, and I do apologize for that. That you're looking at me going, Katie, you don't know. Why would you stand up there? Let me tell you, your God knows. Just raise your hands this morning. Father, we just thank you. That we submit to your wisdom afresh right now, not because you want to take away our money, Lord, you want to provide. I pray a realignment of the Father's heart in our hearts, of the provision of the Heavenly Father over you right now, the provision of God for houses, the provision of God for those rate rises, the provision of God for your business. I see some of you and you are looking at your businesses and you're like, how did I get myself into this mess? It's okay, Dad knows, just go to him. It's okay, he knows. Stop pushing it aside, stop getting angry, stop worrying about it, commit it to the Lord. And your plans will succeed. Commit it. I pray this morning as we get this wisdom in our heart, Lord, that we would honor you with everything that we have, but we would be good stewards of what you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, guys.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.